flash briefing.
Do you mean flashing businesses?
No, for fuck's sake. Flash briefing.
Do you want information on Flash Gordon?
Jesus fucking Christ. Flash briefing.
Good morning, Christopher. The time is 6:30 a.m. It will be foggy this morning. Have a great day.
Ah, for fuck's sake. See, normally at this stage, what I'd do is ask Google to play my running playlist. Because that's what I'm doing this morning, as I do every morning now. Go for a quick run. I've got it all set up on my watch in terms of the actual distance I'm going to run. I'm never really on top of it, to be honest with you. But I set a couple of months ago a running regime, and that's the plan. And today is dark. It's October, and it's cold, and it's wet, and it's foggy, and it's dark. And it's early. Way too early. I live in Wavertree, in Liverpool. From a geographical point of view, we're top of the hill. We're the last stop before the city rolls down towards the sea. It takes about 50 minutes to walk to the water. If you're running, it'll take about 20. But that's not what I'm doing today. My run is already predetermined. Always has been. Ever since I started a couple of weeks ago. I'm lucky where I live. I'm very close to somewhere that in Liverpool is called, locally, The Mystery. It's really called Wavertree Playground, but, you know, how boring. The thing about The Mystery is that nobody knows who actually donated the land. Well, I mean, that's why it was called The Mystery. But of course, somebody had to go away and spoil it and find out who it was. And there's always records, isn't there? You can't donate 100 acres of land to the council specifically for the use of recreation in 1890s and expect that you're going to be able to get away with nobody knowing who it was. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you because that's boring. Don't you want it to be a mystery? Fuck's sake, man. It's like, what's the point? Anyway, as I say, the thing about Wavertree Playground is that it used to be an estate with grounds. Somebody bought it, knocked down the stately home, grassed it, including the lake, and gave it back to the city, declaring that what they wanted was it to be used. Now, in Victorian times, I don't know if you know, but going, taking a walk in the park was a stroll, as it were, was something that a lot of people did. And it was ultimately showing off, getting well-dressed, you know, Sunday best, Sunday afternoon stroll. Aren't we great? Haven't I done well? Look at me. The person who bought The Mystery decided to bequeath it to the city, not for that purpose. In fact, he was insistent that it had to be used for recreation. And sure enough, it still is. And obviously, more honestly, for a through fare as well. It's a quick way of getting around the area, connecting Smithdown Road to Wavertree Road. So frequently, people use it to go through. But that's not all it's used for. There is a running track, a swimming pool. Fuck, even these days, there's a bloody COVID testing site as well. So let's not get too fucking excited. But the place is old and clear and empty and flat and grassy, which also means that even though at some point our mysterious benefactor did fill in the lake, that in times like October, as it is now, windy and wet, it does tend to flood. So 6:30 in the morning, when it's dark, when it's foggy, although it might not seem a good idea to be running around the park, it's actually not a bad one. You don't have to see much. People won't see you. I'll be quiet. I've decided I don't really want to listen to music this morning. I just want to listen to nothing. And these noise-cancelling headphones are more than capable of cutting off the rest of the world for me. So that's what I do. Stand at the grand gates of what used to be a stately home, all 100 and odd acres of it. Look at my watch. turn on the running distance. Fuck, it's long today. Jesus, it's 21 kilometres. Doing a half marathon. Fucking hell. Okay, that's fine. And I start to run. I hadn't realised I was going to run so far today. It didn't seem like it wasn't that long ago since I had done a big run, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. This will take me about 2 hours. Once I've done, I'll go back home, have a shower, and start my working day. When lockdown happened, the first one, in March, I was unsurprised and it did not concern me too much. I expected to be done in 3 months, if being honest. Naive, I know. However, what I did think was that working from home, for me, is not a problem. Indeed, it's something I've done for a long time, on and off. Never in full time, though. I'd always kind of popped into the office, but one day a week, 2 days a week, I've done it for fucking 10 years. I'm lucky, in a way, working in websites, digital projects as I do, that I'm able to do. I could do this job, to be honest with you, on the moon. Certainly more so now with the Wi-Fi the way it is, and super fast broadband, which only breaks sometimes. And what it's done is afford me more time. Not necessarily to do much more. I cook. I make bread. I brew beer. I work. And I go for runs. And the world has got probably a lot smaller than it used to. More things being delivered to the door than me going out and getting them. And now we're in October. And the nights are coming in. And soon the clocks will go back. Leaves are coming on the ground, and South Liverpool is, as always, beautiful. A mixture of reds and oranges, as the suburbs where I am seems to shake off the last remnants of summer before throwing us quite harshly into a cold winter. But at this point, it is wet and it is foggy and it is dark. I don't have a torch as such. I have a blue band that lights up. Normally, when you do the run in the park this time of day, you can say you see dogs wearing something similar. Their owners not bothering with such things and wearing dark clothes, which can sometimes cause problems in case you run into them. Certainly recently, in the last 6 months, there seems to be a lot more running into the grass to kind of give people polite space. So there's three routes on the mystery. One long one, which takes 2.4 kilometres. A slightly smaller, rounder route that takes about 2.1. Or, if you want a 5K, do three routes to short, distance at 1.4, and you're basically done. I know every inch. Every single inch. I've run down that, round that park in various ways, lots of different times, for 2 years. I started after getting a bit of a scare with blood pressure. So I changed my diet, not too hard. I did more exercise. And it stays roughly in a place that seems to be reasonably okay now. Although what it does mean is that I'm concerned. I can't change it. If I stopped, the risk is that it would go up again. So I keep on plodding around. Initially quite small distances, but as you would imagine, catch the 5k and then 5k to 10k's. And then at the start of the year I was meant to run a marathon, but that got cancelled, or postponed I should say, to now around October time, and that one did get cancelled. And now I'm waiting maybe to the new year, maybe to later in 2021, to see if I ever will manage to make and run this 42 kilometres. It's tricky that I've always needed a target, something to aspire towards. And it's harder when you're running around with no real reason. Initially, to get to 5K, that's fine. You're doing a course. Then I had to get a 10K booked in. So I ran under the Mersey Tunnel. Not accidentally. It was a deliberate thing. A lot of people do it in the spring. And I'd slowly aimed towards getting towards a point where I could run a full marathon. And that would be, a great achievement. Do some for charity kids. But It's a life at the moment quite surprisingly delayed, and that's disappointing, frustrating, and quite upsetting. But what it does mean is that I know each bit of the path, each individual crack and crevice and trace, every pothole, which I won't lie to you, there are a few. There are holes, for example, quite big ones, just on the left-hand side by Grant Avenue, which I would not recommend sticking your feet into. You'd go flying. Indeed, I did a couple of months ago. Well, I think it was a couple of months ago. Feels like yesterday, but also fucking ages ago. But, you know, that's what time's like at the moment, isn't it? A little bit blurry and strange. What is strange, as I fund around, is that I haven't seen anybody. You know, actually, is it that strange? It's true. The rain has taken its toll. And the... Although the this boat and lake apparently was... Although this lake apparently is long, was filled in over 125 years ago. It feels almost like the land is determined to create a new one. As the flood... As, like a lot of flat playing fields, it's flooded. And part of the concrete path has flooded as well. It's not a problem. I do it all the time. My strides get bigger and I thunder over the top. I think that's 2K. Maybe it's more. I'm not sure. There's an element, I think, of mindfulness about running. You sprint thinking to yourself that you're going to be, you know, in the moment, and you might be able to, you know, think about some work or listen to a podcast. But certainly with race, when you're in races, and also frequently when just running, your brain just drifts, and all you can feel is the beat of your heart and and your feet on the floor, and there's nothing else. And that's what I've got today. My headphones have cut the world out. I can barely see anything between this darkness and fog. And so I'm trying to keep alert so I don't bump into anybody, or even worse, get tripped over by some idiot who's left their dog run off on a lead and left effectively moving tripwire across the ground. Again, something that happens more frequently than you'd like to think. Although, hang on, no, there is somebody there. I see a runner up close. They're about 200 metres away. They don't look particularly dressed for it. It's a t-shirt, shorts. A bloke running, similar to look size to me actually. Can't see their hair. Can't see much, to be honest with you, in the gloom. They were illuminated by it, but looked like a light from one of the street lights. I quicken my pace. I mean, I'm doing 21k, but you know, let's get past this person. Let's do something. Let's try and make this run a little interesting. My pace quickens slightly. I check it on my watch. I'm not trundling, but I'm not going massively quickly at the moment, which is probably a good idea considering the fact that I'm effectively running half a marathon before starting work on a morning. It is strange though. They have an unusual gait. They look a lot like me. And that's not that surprising. I'm just a random 40-year-old bloke wearing cheap black trousers and a grey hoodie and a black hat. But this guy in front of me is wearing a similar top to mine, actually, a blue one, a cheap one I got from Amazon. It's nice. It's just a cheap one. They all look like football shirts at the end of the day anyway, you know, but with like a luminous stripe that doesn't work, you know, it's meant to be reflective, but fucking never would work. And he's wearing a baseball cap, which is what I wear in the summer to kind of keep the sun off the top of my balding head. Yeah, that is odd. He looks really similar. I've never seen him before. And that's the other thing. In the same way, I know the track and the way each element undulates over the last 2 years of running around it every day. I also notice that this guy I've never seen before. And normally, I know everyone in the park. It's the same people every day. We did the people commuting, going for an early morning walk, walking the dogs, or just the guy who walks around the park on his phone, which is quite odd, but nonetheless perfectly acceptable behaviour. And then this guy's none of them. In fact, none of those people are clearly there, because I have done at least one lap of this park now. And I can't quite reach them, but for some reason, there's a guy wearing similar clothes to me. Well, let's be honest with you, it's not that surprising. I mean, who else hasn't probably Googled cheap running top and then bought the first purchase? I pick up the pace. Now, this is definitely not something I would normally do, but this guy is... I mean, who is he? Let's have a look. In the gloom and the shadow, I go to reach them. But by the time I think I would have caught up, they're not there, they're further away. I see him again in the gloom of one of the lights by the end of the gate. Another lap. I know it sounds strange, but it is something you kind of do. I'd like to pretend that I wasn't a competitive sort of person, but I am. I've always spent a lot of time being mildly disappointed in my achievements. Running a marathon wouldn't be enough. I'd need to get it under 4 hours. And once I'd done it under 4 hours, I'd need to be aware that, well, if I wanted to run the Boston Marathon, I'd have to get it under 3. And even though I know physically my body, my middle-aged 40-year-old body, would not actually be able to deliver me the times that I would need to do that, I would still try and then fail and then hate myself for it and then try again and then fail. And I'm increasingly aware that the virality of this marathon running is, it has not made me quicker but slower. Marathon running isn't really about improving pace. It's about stamina. You hit a point and your body just does not have the energy to continue. And you need to find ways of being able to shovel enough calories and glucose into your bones and your muscles that you're able to make it across the line. Or at least trick your body into thinking you can. And that takes time and lots of long runs, much like one I'm on today. If you want to run fast, you just run fast and continue to run fast. You find different ways of making running fast fun. You do interval training, you run up hills, you push your body as much as you can, you stop and start. You say, now we're going to run really quickly for 10 minutes, 10 seconds, 30 minutes, 10 minutes. Different ways and different means to try and stop the monotony getting snap in your brain. You may do that in different places or different parts of the city, or you may do it like I would do it around this fucking mystery track. But at the same time, you would do it at different times, mix up the times that you do it in, the distances you do it in. Sometimes you run for 30 minutes, sometimes you run for 5 kilometres, which is not that far different, but mentally it feels different. And that's how I was always done it. Anyway, I can see this guy again. And I pick up the pace. He is similar height. He must be fucking freezing because he's just wearing the same blue Amazon top that I've got, black trousers, and a pair of what look like Nike. To be honest with you, I think I've had a pair of those myself in the past. I go, reach out. This guy, he turns towards me. His eyes meet mine. Listen, I might not have my glasses on, but I'm more than aware who this guy is. I reach out to top, touch him. It's me. And he vanishes. Do I stop running? I do not stop running. I'm tired, clearly. And that person cannot be me. Because me is running around the track. Me is not running just in front of me, huffing and puffing, wearing my old gear. I'm exhausted, clearly. This has been a trying year. Did I tell you I've just moved jobs? I've just moved jobs. The money's great. And in a sense, it doesn't mean anything. I've just moved. I didn't even move chairs. Working from home and will be no doubt well into next year means that I haven't had to worry about anything. All I did was turn on my computer on Monday morning and a different load of faces appeared on Zoom. And then I told them what I needed to do, turned my Zoom call off and started to do it. Happy days. The connection isn't there anymore with work colleagues, I don't think. You do a lot to try and be nicer. They do things called fikas, which basically means you put 15 minutes in every week for having a cup of coffee and a chat. It's important. At least to try and understand who you're working with and get a connection. At the moment where we are, I'm not meant to meet anybody outside from my support bubble, which means I'm spending a lot of time, basically, on my own. Another lap. This is strange, though. I mean, sometimes your brain does play tricks on you, doesn't it? And it's still dark. I think I said that I made out like the track was a circle. It's not really. It's more of an oval with some long, flat straights that match along the roads. I begin a lot of that straight again along Grant Avenue. And a light from a car illuminates the road. And I see the majority of it for the first time. And I don't see one runner. I see four or five. Pretty much all in a line, dotted out and spaced. They're all in different clothing, but all the clothing feels like mine. They're the same height as me. In that blink of an eye as the light flashes through, it appeared like an old children's toy, an optical illusion, a spinning top where all the pictures are slightly different and gives the emphasis of movement. The light had moved through the fencing, lighting up each individual person one at a time, like an old Victorian toy that was used to show a galloping horse. It's gone. I don't think I told you why I go for a run at this time. It's beautiful, man. I mean, this time of year, with the autumn leaves still hanging off the trees, waiting for the final autumnal storm to take them away. You see the light of the sun by the end of your run illuminates everything, and this entire park looks like it's glowing. Fog becomes mist, rising up off the huge number of fields. The trees that line the pathways glitter. And it feels perfect. This hasn't happened today. Because of the dark clouds and the fog, I'm still thundering round in the dark. I check my watch for distance. Time seems to be passing quickly, which is good. I don't really want to be out for this long doing this kind of run. As I say, it'll take a couple of hours to complete. And well past an hour now already. What was all those people there? Finally, sunlight. A little, anyway. This isn't the kind of light, though, that I'd normally wish to see. It's not orangey, it feels cold and stark. The fog has given everything a hazy, smoky quality, which leaves the park looking far colder than it normally would. I can see where the rain has made various puddles look almost like a shimmering swamp. And I can also see, all around the park, various versions of myself. Different items of clothing. I presume, from the last 2 years of running, each individual step that I had done appears to be laid out in front of me and flashed back at me. This park has become an echo of every moment I have spent sprinting around it, and I can see them all around me now. Hundreds of them, all me, all dressed differently. Some of them huffing and puffing, half walking and half running, from when I initially started this whole exercise adventure. Some of them sprinting round as quickly as possible, trying to show off, no doubt, to themselves about how fast they could now run near 5K. And some of them more like myself, a little tired, a little fed up, plodding around at the longer distances. there is a gap between me and the person in front, and there's a gap between me and the person behind. I can hear them now, even though I've got my noise-cancelling headphones on. I can hear them start to get closer, and I start to increase my pace. But I'm tired. I've already run for miles, literally miles. I can feel it in my knees and in my groin and in my ankles, that dull ache of just wanting to stop. But I can't, and I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what'll happen if this guy catches me up. If I catch myself up, or whatever version of this is me. I pick up the pace again, trying to outpace something that I can't see. I daren't look back, aware that it would just slow me down. But I can feel it. I can feel the thud of the training shoes behind me. I go to pop a headphone out to see if I can hear anything. But there's whistling, just whistling noise of wind and the trees. And in this white, foggy gloom, I finally feel a cold, dead hand touch my shoulder. And I'm gone. Flash briefing.
Do you mean flashing businesses?
No, for fuck's sake. Flash briefing.
Do you want information on Flash Gordon?
Jesus fucking Christ. Flash briefing.
Good morning, Christopher. The time is 6:30 a.m. It will be foggy this morning. Have a great day.